Shut the front door. It's going back. God damn it. I started it again.
Here, you need some inspiration.
Dos vidania, pedinos, rose. Shut the front door. It's going back door. I got beer and coffee.
Episode 60.
Going back. Wait, I thought it was 59.
It is 59.
Wait, I'll hold up the 5, you do the 9.
No, wait, I'd hold up the 5, you do the 9. There we go. There we go. Episode 59. Wow. That was a gay thing we just did.
That was probably the gayest thing we have done on camera.
Alright, now to the episode.
Check out the OnlyFans.
Hello.
You can see me spread Dalton's ass wide open.
Hello, penetrators. Welcome to this week's episode of Going Backdoor Podcast. I am your lovely host, Dalton. I am joined with my good friend. Has done the two-year open mic experienced comedian himself.
Wow. Well, that was a ding.
No. We're giving you the list of things you've accomplished.
Oh, nothing.
Okay. He is a podcast host.
College dropout.
Okay.
Yeah, let's call that.
Okay,
I dropped out of the college you worked at.
Former failing drug addict, but that's fine. That's almost something to be proud of.
I failed at being a drug addict. Let's go.
Yeah. You can see him every Tuesday chaining himself to a tree at a local park near you. So that's his thing.
Are you calling me a hippie?
Yes.
I'm not a hippie, my guy.
You're a hippie. I look like I should be wearing a Trump hat right now.
I have the bun of a warrior.
I just bumped the mic. I am an ass.
Wow, welcome to being me, you piece of shit. Wow.
Generally horn. Woo. We got the soundboard back, so yeah, baby.
We did have two original takes where we tried using headphones.
Yeah,
it did not work.
No, the headphones have a weird echoey thing going on, and
Dylan
didn't work
Brooks,
well.
God damn, boy.
So
God,
yeah. Is Jaw playing again?
Yeah, Jaw's out there.
It's 15-42.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, Memphis might be fucking done, though. What's the series at right now?
1-1.
1-1? 1-1?
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, this is not going swimmingly well. Did you see Jaw turned his hand into a fucking pretzel? Have you seen that clip?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I've watched it a total of 15 times, and every time it's made me go, ye god damn it!
There's been a couple of bad hand breaks.
Yeah.
Hero's down.
Hero broke. Well, yeah.
Do you think it was maybe him jerking off Jimmy Butler too hard?
He shot the ball after he broke it, too, which was pretty impressive. Oh, that was horrible. I apologize.
Yeah.
Open your mouth wide and take it.
I love this. I love how we can't hear it, but we know it's there.
And also, if you remember some of the sounds, too.
Yeah, I do.
Like, you remember that one is, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
All right, so, yeah, Jaw broke his hand. Hero broke his hand.
Yeah.
Who else broke their hand? There was somebody. Oh, Giannis broke his ass. That was fun. That was fun.
I wouldn't mind blowing his back here, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, Todd's gay for Giannis. That's confirmed.
Oh, you got a list? Wow.
Saw the Sixers swept the Nets. How you feel about that, Mike? How's that feel, huh?
I'll take a nap in the third
Oh,
you took a nap in the fourth quarter.
All right, so let's
third
just...
quarter. You're a real fan. You know that.
Dude, fuck this. Fuck.
Oh, you know how many? Hey, you know how many Bulls games I slept through this season?
All of them.
Like half of them.
I didn't watch like a so single bad. Suns game because I knew they were gonna piss me off all fucking year.
Oh my god.
I know.
Yeah, they're up 3-1. They look like they're gonna be doing good.
I woke up to them actually winning. I was like, oh, I'll be damned.
Yeah.
Right. Every time I check in on the scores, I'm just like, wow, this is great. I'm so happy about this. Wow.
Yeah, you're glad they traded for KD, aren't you? I think it might work out for them. They might do good.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Fucks
I think
us in the long run, though.
The only problem is if they run to Phoenix, or not Phoenix. They are Phoenix. If they run to Denver.
Oh, yeah, they're fucked against Denver. There's nothing they can do.
Yeah, there's really not much. Well,
besides, pray to God you can run enough pick and rolls or pick and pops with KD.
Yeah, if KD and Booker, Paul. If KD and Booker average like 30 a game in that series,
fuck, you're gonna need 45 out of both of them, bro. Come on now.
Like Jokic is gonna have to go for 60 every game. I mean, that ain't happening.
I don't know. I'd watch what LA does. Either one of them.
The Lakers.
Yeah.
LeBron's hairline is getting bad, fam.
It's been bad since like 07. What are we talking
about?
But
look
about?
At it. Look at it now.
Well, whatever. It looks better. Almost.
I thought he was in their huddle.
I bet he's got hims. You know.
Which
Jaws
Keeps,
hands wrapped
should,
up.
Let's get out to Keeps. You should be a sponsor.
Keeps. I've used Roman.
Oh, are they better? I don't know.
The soap and conditioner.
Oh.
I don't know if they're better.
Oh.
But like I don't know. I feel like my hairline's gotten better. My hair's gotten better.
It seems like you have a bunch of new baby hairs now that I'm actually noticing it, which is kind of nice. Wow.
Yeah. So it does kind of help.
Wow.
You know, so
I feel like my hairline's definitely getting worse and pulled back to one side.
I just want to say, let's not give them free shots. Fuck you, Roman, until you pay us.
Yeah, suck my dick.
Don't buy their products because we don't have a promo code.
They'll make you bald and give you cancer.
Yeah.
Do you want to look like Caillou?
You know what will grow your hair? Dubby. Go order some Dubby Energy today. Promo code GBDPod.
It might not grow your hair, but take a line of Dubby. And eat some ass, and I guarantee you it's going to change your life.
Mike, have you heard about Dubby.gg?
Yeah, Michael. Have you?
You should go sign up for them.
Sponsor, Dubby.gg.
Think of this Prime bottle as Dubby's penis, and I am currently shoving it down your throat. Now go to the website and put in GBD Pod. GBD Pod. 10% off. Go fuck yourself. We get 10%. So, like, please do it. Please. Please. I'm desperate.
You don't tell him I cut.
I've got $40 in the bank right now. Please. Please. Fuck this guy. Please.
Buy a shirt, fam. If you're going to do anything, buy a fucking shirt.
You know what? Yeah. Fuck it. If you don't feel like spending money on energy drinks, go buy a fucking t-shirt or a hoodie.
God damn.
Or we've got crop top. We've got a tank top. Have you seen the tank top? I released it. Early for upcoming July, Pride Month. It's the Pride GBD tank top. June. June is Pride Month.
That's even funnier.
I'm not homophobic. Like, I'm just an idiot.
I'm not homophobic. His brother's gay.
Oh, that's great. Oh, the Jamaican accent made that so much better. Oh, that was awesome. Oh my god, that was great.
I think I'm fucking funny, mate.
Oh my god. No, seriously. Don't talk about my brother that way.
Ow. Yeah, that hurted.
What'd you do? Bounce your nose off the mic?
Yeah, just like right underneath the tip.
You went full fucking retard like that, huh?
Yeah, like how I broke my tooth, yeah.
You never can go full retard. You can only go half.
Legitimately?
You'll lose yourself in full retard.
I go mostly retard.
You're going to lose yourself one day in full retard. You'll be running around going, yeah!
Look at Michael's basket of fucking cones he bought. I thought that was funny.
I thought you were going a different direction with that. I thought you were going to be like, look at Mike. He goes full retard all the time, and he's fine.
No, look at him. He, like, wow. He just is full retard. That's it's okay.
Oh, my God. There it is.
I just helped you out with that.
Oh, my God. Evidence one.
God God damn.
Exhibit A. Evidence one. Jesus Christ. Fuck. Let me answer your dumbassery with more dumbassery.
The tism is strong this week, fam.
Oh my God.
Jesus Christ. We're on the spectrum. Just
Jesus
like
Christ.
Vastly different ends.
This is
like
going
you're into wrestling. I'm into like history and like butt stuff.
Oh, what? So
Michael's into dudes.
Whoa, 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 whoa. So he just called me a wrestling retard. And he called you a gay retard. And then he just complimented himself with, I'm a nerd. So he's a pervy nerd. Okay, cool. He's every 80s comedy.
I am basically a sexy librarian who doesn't read well.
The education level is high.
Yeah, what you got? I see you scrolling over there, you little son of a bitch.
Human fecal matter.
All right. Well, anyways.
I don't even know what that one was. I don't remember.
It's
okay. It doesn't matter.
Human fecal matter? Johnny Depp? Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Maybe if we had the earbuds in, you would have known.
Shut up. You gave up too. I just gave you the confidence.
Oh, shit.
I'm at a killer. Made a killer showing at the little comedy class.
Oh, really?
It was nice this week. All we did was really just workshop jokes. It was so fun. I really had a good time.
That's cool.
Speaking of which, come to Crackers on the 27th, if anyone's fucking watching, pussy.
27th.
Yeah, the 27th, Thursday, bitch.
Oof. What time are you going down there?
I have to be there at 8, so like 3:30?
I get off at 3:30 Thursday. So.
If you want to go, buddy, I'll pick you up.
Sure.
Sick.
Sure.
Jocelyn will be joining us.
Sure. I mean, I get off at 3:23, so it might be
fuck
like...
Fuck them. Leave at 3. What are they going to do?
Yeah, I could go in early that day.
Nice.
I'm just going early. Okay. Nice. Anyways. Nice. Anyways. I feel like we're losing the audience. This is how we're numbers dip. This is why people don't listen after 2 minutes. Actually, I think it's because we look like morons.
We're funny in the first minute and a half, and then now they're just like, oh, shit, these guys are both, like, way too high to be on camera.
We just need to have a catch, like, something that catches somebody off guard and is completely wrong, so then they're just angry and watch, and then never address the ridiculous statement we made at the beginning.
Okay. So, it's wild how all these awful things have happened on 420, and we still celebrate it with smoking weed. But it's still one of my favorite holidays. You know what happened on 420, Dalton? My good sir.
Our Lord and Savior Adolf Hitler was born.
And speaking of smoking
you
kit,
lob it up, I throw it down.
I got another one. And speaking of smoking kids, do you know what else happened on 420, guys? Facts.
The
Spawn.
Wish I could do OnlyFans.
Okay, go ahead and continue.
The Spawn of school shootings, Columbine. Also on 420.
I still.
So either it's smoking kids or smoking guys with gas. Either way, we're smoking gas. Welcome to Going Back Door, pussy.
This is a cigarette burning below me. Not Todd's ancestors' enemies. So don't worry, guys. And there it was. I shouldn't lob that one up, but I did anyways.
I
fuck
did
it.
Quiet.
I pulled the Dwayne Wade, bounced off the backboard, and you threw it out with two hands.
And you walked away like this.
Yeah. I went full on, like, hello, my child, off camera.
I got my ass kicked by an oil filter today. That was pretty cool.
Worked on your car?
Yeah. Well, I didn't work on it. I changed the oil.
How long ago did you change your oil?
It's been like 6 months.
Hmm.
There's been like a couple 10,000 miles put on it since the last oil change.
Okay, that makes me feel better about myself.
That's the first time and only time I've ever let that happen. That was disgusting, I know.
I think it's been over a year.
Are you fucking kidding me, dude?
Yeah. I mean, I've been putting oil in it and checking the oil and all that kind of stuff. But it's not good. I need to change my oil. Oh, no. I'm well aware of it, dude. Well aware of it.
Just buy the shit to change your oil, and I'll do
I mean, I can do it. I know how to change my oil. I do it at work all the time.
You don't fucking do it now. So what are you going to do?
That's just pure laziness.
Out of me just like shaming you.
I have no excuse. No, I'm shaming myself. Bad Dalton. Do this, Dalton. Change the oil, Dalton, you fat fucking dumbass. Change your oil.
Yeah.
Change your oil right now. You change oil now. Change oil.
Hurry up and buy
it. Why do you look like Mike eating giant black dick? It looks like Mike is eating giant black dick. Is this accent offensive yet?
I don't know what it
Ching
is.
Ching chong, bella ding dong.
Maybe now.
Wait, try something. Talk in a southern accent, but speed it up.
Hey, y'all, how's it going? See, I don't really... See, I know where you're going with this, because I saw that episode of Brilliant.
Yeah, I thought it's...
And I tried it for... I'm going to be honest with you. I tried it for a good, like, 30 minutes to 40 minutes.
Yeah.
And I couldn't figure out where they were coming from with this. I can kind of hear it a little bit.
You're just a hater. It's fine.
But I don't know. Maybe they're thinking of some other different kind of Asian, you know? There's different places they're from. There's probably different dialects.
Russians are Asians.
I will point out that Sabonis is not from Russia. That was annoying the shit out of me. They kept saying Domantas Sabonis is from Russia. It's from Lithuania, Northern Europe.
Oh, so he's a pussy.
So, yes.
He deserved to get stomped on, that fucking neutral bitch. You didn't stand with us in World War II, you can get stomped on by a fella from...
Did you think it was a flagrant two? Is that what you're telling me? You didn't think it was a flagrant two?
Not now. Not now. Now recant any statement I made.
Now, I think it was a flagrant two.
Oh, it was 100% on purpose. Just like,
yeah, definitely was.
I was just making jokes, but yeah, no, that was bad. That should not be allowed in professional basketball.
I will say there have been a few good things that have came out of it, though.
Did Draymond get like beat up?
No, the memes have been fire. Have you seen the one? I'm going to put it right here because it's hilarious. I love it, and it's hilarious.
Stroke it.
One of them is Draymond Green stomping on his chest, and the other one is Seth Rollins doing a curb
stomp.
Oh,
yeah, I can see that. Yeah.
It's a pretty good one. I like that one. I like that one a lot.
Fucking wrestling retard over here. Got him. You got yourself, actually. That's the best part about the whole thing. What else you got on your silly little list, buddy?
You just saw my password, you son of a bitch.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, don't lie to me. Okay. Two things I wanted to kind of go into, and I thought we could find the funny in these. They're not great stories. They're actually kind of sad and horrific. But fuck that. We're not here for that. We're doing funny. So suck my dick. Number one, we'll start off with this one because it's probably not the funniest one.
Okay.
Kawhi Leonard's sister is going to prison for life.
Why?
Okay. So... backstory, I read a little bit on this. I don't know all the details, but from what I gathered, back in 2019, his sister, who I'm not going to name names because I don't remember what her name was.
Innocent until proven guilty.
It was something Leonard, so Google it. You'll figure it out. She's going to prison for life because back in 2019, she murdered an elderly woman.
How? Why?
I didn't read that much. I read the headline, if I'm being honest.
Okay. All right. All right. Okay. All right. She was like, oh, you don't want to pay me reparations? Bow. Got a bitch.
Oh my God. She got
hers back.
Okay. Oh, my God. Here, maybe we can find it.
Should we start doing that for reparations? Just letting, like, angry black teenagers kill old white people?
Let me see if I can find it real quick.
Is that a thing? Can we do that? Or is that too far?
This is America. We can do whatever the fuck we want, baby boy.
I'm down. That would be...
We're doing this.
I think that's fair, right? It would stop us from having the...
Wait, what did you say? I wasn't really listening.
Instead of like...
You got so fucking irritated.
Paying actual reparations, you know.
Uh-huh.
We allow black people to kill one elderly white person. Just as like a get back, you know?
I'm thinking old pedophiles. Makes
I mean,
sense.
They would be at the top of the list,
and
of course.
I mean, as we know, we have a plethora of those in these countries, especially in the Midwest, of old white pedophiles. So,
yeah.
Vote for me as president. We'll make this happen.
But I think that would be a fair form of reparations. It saves us from having the Social Security drop that the baby boomers are currently causing, to where it's going to increase our retirement age to like 85.
Hmm.
It's a good call. I'm just saying.
But anyways, back to the story.
Okay, what'd she do?
She killed a elderly woman in a Temuco?
How the fuck do you pronounce that?
I don't know. Casino bathroom in 2019. It was in a bathroom? Okay. When I first heard this story, I thought she worked in an elderly home, and I was like, well, maybe she put her out of her misery. You know?
She robbed her.
She robbed her.
Oh.
An 84-year-old... Afafa? Anis Assad of Long Beach. I am sorry if I fucked up your
you
name, man.
You should have not even tried to say her name, bro. There's no way one of us can pronounce that.
Listen, my condolences to their family, to her family. That is horrific.
Jesus fucking Christ,
I know I just
buddy.
Double murdered your great Grammy by fucking your name up so bad. I really do feel bad about that.
You might as well dig her up and take fucking turns with her, bro. Come
you
on.
Know what?
Jesus
in
fucking
solidarity.
Christ.
In solidarity. Or however you fucking pronounce it.
Let's beat up an old white lady. Let's do it.
No, I was going to suggest...
Wait, she wasn't an old white lady then.
I was going to suggest I try it one more time.
I'm upset about this.
We don't know. I know a lot of old white ladies
judging
with the name...
Judging by that name, I would assume
Anis,
she is not white.
Anis?
That's not okay here.
Assad. I feel like Assad I'm right on.
Okay, yeah, but I'm not okay with that here at Going Back Door, if you know what I'm
she
saying.
Could, hey, she could be Middle Eastern. That sounds like a Middle
Kill
Eastern name, right?
Middle Easterns didn't, like, do anything bad that I know of besides, like, terrorism. But that's not, like, them. That's a religious, like, crazy part of them, yeah. God damn, it's so good.
But I'm just saying, you said black lady.
What?
Just clarifying. I don't think she might not have been black.
I didn't say black. I just said
no,
not
that's,
white.
No, you said, she said she was a heavyset black woman she killed.
No.
You were being racist and shaming.
Out of everyone getting injured this season, Anthony Davis is playing in the playoffs, ladies and
gentlemen.
Oh, my
God. They also fucked up her 92-year-old husband.
Jesus
fucking Christ.
Burn this bitch at the stake.
I mean, okay. Have you seen a picture of this lady, though?
She's probably scary as fuck
looking.
Listen. I'm not going to lie.
Listen. There she is. She's right there. No, I'm kidding. That's Kawhi Leonard himself. Oh, wait.
That lady is scary as fuck looking.
They look just alike, though.
She looks bigger, like scarier.
Like?
Yeah, no, fuck that. That lady's terrifying.
You're not turned on by Kawhi Leonard's sister?
No, she beat my ass, bro.
She beat my ass, bro.
I don't want it.
I let her beat my ass, bro.
You don't talk about what I do in the bedroom.
You let giant black ladies beat you? Wow.
And you don't?
No.
You know slavery happened, right, buddy?
Slavery was a horrific thing that
okay.
happened.
All right.
We shouldn't make jokes about slavery.
But it was kind of a choice, though, right?
Oh my god. Okay. Anyways, let's get back on track.
We might actually want to cut that out, please.
Cut out what?
You know what.
What, the you saying things were choices?
Yeah.
I'm going to leave it in.
Oh, okay. Hello.
It's a joke. We all know it's a joke.
That's fun. It's
You're
fun.
Making fun of Kanye. We all know you are.
But I'm a little
really
white
it.
For that, buddy.
You don't mean it. It's fine.
You're right. It's just jokes. I'm a comedian. Yeah. Yeah.
It's fine.
Fuck you if I hurt your feelings.
But anyways.
I just tried to make you laugh. That's it.
That was a horrific thing. I thought there would be humor in this. I'm fine. hard time finding it.
Yeah, I just feel bad that I mean, they like, just beat to death some.
You think she was taking a number one or a number two when she.
I think at that age, they're kind of all the same thing.
You think how long do you think she sat at the little machine, you know, that they pull? And it's got the little things that spin, right?
Yeah.
You know, because every time I've ever been to a casino or you see a thing in a movie or a TV show of casinos, there's always, like, older ladies that are sitting there.
Okay.
You know, just throwing down money and
time out.
Doing
time
those
out.
Things, right?
I've been an actual drug addict. And you have been to a casino. What the fuck?
I'm a man of class, surprisingly. You know?
I'm just like,
hot, white, trash class.
For me, I'm just like, bro, that's crazy. Why would you go to casinos? That's crazy. But, all right. Well, where did you go actually, to a fucking casino?
Let me rephrase that. It wasn't a casino. It was more like a bingo hall.
Oh, okay.
So, okay. If that mind. makes way more sense.
More
actually.
Geriatric, like yeah. I thought would be up your alley.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, that's,
okay.
Yeah. Still class, if we're being honest.
Just an elderly bingo class.
Yeah, yeah. Elderly people. But they're always the older ladies. So, I wonder, you know, how long did she sit on there and then she won it finally and then Kawhi Leonard's sister, like, followed her in there, you know?
Yeah.
I think that's probably what happened.
I would assume so.
There's nothing funny about this either. This sucks. I figured there'd be some kind of joke.
Yeah. I mean, you know? All right. Give me a second. Yeah. The only thing I got is reparations. That's like the only joke I got about this whole thing.
Yeah. But
also I still just like, ugh.
The chances of her being an older white lady are pretty fucking slim to none.
Exactly.
For being honest.
Name, and I'm kind of hurt.
I mean, God damn. I was hoping for like a,
like, I feel like it was, like, an old Muslim
like a
lady.
Betty.
Yeah.
I was Betty for Ruth like or Rebecca, something, you know?
A Rebecca would have been nice. Or a Karen.
A nice Karen.
Like an
Karen
actual Karen.
Karen would have been beautiful. Like an 85-year-old Karen.
I wouldn't have cared. Then
she called her the N-word on the way to the shitter. I'm going to go make a shitter that looks like you or some awful comment, you know?
Yeah.
You know, something like that. And then she beat her ass. I would be thrilled. That would have been great. Hey, you know what?
You kind of deserve it.
Black Lives Matter, fuck her up, you know? Good for you, lady. But since it wasn't that way, it seems like she just fucked up a foreign lady and her husband.
Let me enter the dark side.
Her 92-year-old husband. Oh, Jesus
Christ. Rob that old bitch. Fuck that bitch and her money. It's yours now. You want it by way of blood.
No, go ahead and continue. We've got the
run into the daylight and take what is yours, brother. Comrades, we all rise together or we all die together. Comrades, we will rise as the proletariat.
Wow, that was crazy, bro. Hey, penetrators. Are you tired throughout your day? Do you need something to get you through it? Need a little kick in the ass maybe to get you going, get you motivated? We believe we have something here with us today that can help you with that. What is that product, Dalton?
It's called Dubby. D-U-B-B-Y. It's a new energy supplement that just hit the market about 2 years ago.
It's not cocaine?
It's not cocaine, no.
Huh.
No, it's actually way better for you than cocaine.
Wow.
Zero jitters.
Wow, really?
Zero jitters, yeah. Yeah, it's derived from some kind of fruit and coffee or some shit. You know,
yep.
I'm not a, it's nootropic factors, a patent pending whatever thing, you know?
Patent pending nootropic.
Yep.
Which means it makes your brain work faster.
Yeah, it makes your brain work faster. It's got all that other shit. There's like some, I don't know, Mucinex or some shit in there that's found in other energy drinks that has been linked to diabetes. This one doesn't have anything like that. It's super healthy. Super good for you and super great. And halfway through this ad, I realized I wasn't even looking at the fucking camera. I was doing the look at the computer thing again.
Yep.
But it's fine. Anyways, we've got our new sponsor, Dubby, for you. Check them out. The website is dubby.gg.
We also have a promo code to use at checkout, GBDPod10.
It's
GBDPod.
What were the flavors?
They have a wide assortment of flavors. Let me fold up this paper because my old ass can't fucking read in this fucking lighting.
Todd's old. It's fine.
Big energy tears. That is very close to a racism if you say it fast enough. Beechin' peach. See, why wouldn't you just go beaching peaching?
We're not criticizing our sponsor.
Push and punch. That one I like. That one sounds
cool.
Push
and punch is cool. That one's good.
And it's delicious.
It is. I tried it yesterday. Amazing stuff. They've got a sample thing. It's the one that's right here.
Screen right.
Right here. It is their sample thing. It is $14.99, I believe. And it's pretty decent. And if you do use the link on goingbackdoor.com or the GBD pod promo code, you will save 10% at their website. So
it's a great product.
Check them out.
We support it. They've rode with us. This is a big surprise, but support the products that support the cast.
They're kind of riding with everybody on YouTube. So
I mean, yeah, but yeah, we're going to take it. Yeah. We're going to take it.
Yeah. Well, that's about it. So let's get back to
the show.
Yeah. Yeah. Crazy's one way to put it. Anyways,
Jason Momoa is in fucking Fast and the Furious now.
Yeah, yeah.
So is John Cena.
I feel like we learned that last week. He's been in Fast and Furious for years now, my guy.
I haven't watched the last like four.
Oh my god.
Since Paul Walker died, I have not given the slightest fuck.
Look at the window behind me. Is that the full screen of the TV you can see in the window?
Oh, my.
Hey, they can't sue us. It's in a window. Oh. Happens to be the background. It's fine.
It's a reflection. Yeah, no, there was actual legal case about this. It's okay.
It's fine. It's fine.
Technically.
Technically. Hey, you know
and
what?
It's not the entire screen.
And it's not like this is live. They can't watch it live.
Yeah, and you're kind of wide.
Like, why would they... Like... I'm just going to say that this is Grizzlies Lakers game 3 and put it on YouTube as that and see how many people watch this full thing through just to like look over my shoulder and watch the game. That would be so funny. We get like 10,000 views just off of that. Just people watching the game.
Ninja makes smokers now.
Wow.
And an air fryer on a smoker. Holy shit, guys. Holy shit. Holy shit.
Wait, who makes these?
Ninja, like the food processing brand? Oh my god. I might just drop my life savings into a fucking little ninja smoker. Did you see that motherfucker?
What are they called again?
Don't you do it.
No, what are they called?
No.
What are they called?
It is a smoker.
A smoker for what?
Meats.
Open your mouth wide and take it.
Yeah, you can suck my meats, Dalton.
Yeah, just put that one in there. Open your mouth wide and take it. Little whore.
Yeah, that's right. I wasn't going to play into you making me look racist, you monster.
That's us being a podcast, don't worry.
I love the fucking name for it, and I know exactly what the sound is.
Yeah, you know exactly what's up. You know exactly what's up, brother. All right.
Coming back.
The other horrific thing, let's see if we can find the humor in this.
Oh my god.
Let me pull this article up real quick.
I don't have high hopes after the first one, buddy.
You remember MTV back in the day, right?
Oh my god, yeah.
Who was one of the big stars on MTV, Todd?
I honestly couldn't fucking tell you. I was a young
He
boy.
Had a few shows on there.
Rob Dyrdek.
Rob Dyrdek. Yeah, you're cheating off the screen.
What'd he do, buddy?
So he got in trouble this week.
What the fuck could he have done? What are you fucking typing out?
I'm trying to bring up the article here real quick. Okay, so Rob Dyrdek got in trouble for firing a pregnant employee.
Why is he going to pay a bitch to get cummed in, bro? What are you talking about? He's paying for someone else's mistake?
Well, technically it's not Rob Dyrdek getting fired. Before we end up getting a lawsuit against us.
Oh.
That you have to pay for because I'm throwing you under the bus immediately. Todd owns everything. I own nothing. That's if we get sued. Until then, I own everything. Fuck you. This is mine. I'm just kidding.
All right.
It's 50-50 until we get trouble. Then it's all yours. Hey, they sent over a... We got a letter, Todd. It's for you.
Hey, I got a cease and assist. It looks really serious, man.
Good luck. I quit. No. I'll bring over my other computers. You can have those, too. I'm burning all the other evidence I have.
Just start snapping your computers over your knee. Yeah, I don't... I'm over
it. Going back to it. Never heard of it. That must be AI. That's what put me in there. AI put me in that podcast.
Yeah, I had 3 minutes of Dalton's voice, and I just made all this in AI.
So, former employee, Courtney Robertson? Robertson?
Okay.
Over under on It's a White Lady.
I'd give it about an 80. It's a White Lady.
Probably, more than likely. Claims she got fired from Get Midnight Inc. after announcing she was pregnant. Which I guess that is a website that good old Robbie Dyrdek owns.
Okay.
According to court documents obtained by RadarOnline.com, sounds like a legitimate website, Robertson claims she was put in an uncomfortable position as a pregnant employee at the company that had to endure unlawful pay, excessive hours, and other objective work conditions and violations of labor laws. Okay, is she going to get confused that you're working, ma'am, not your child, so it's not child?
Does she think pregnancy is a disability?
Being a woman is a disability. There's a difference.
We got him.
God,
we got him.
God damn.
Pack okay. It up.
Okay. The lawsuit further claimed Dyrdek and Bernard did not realize Robertson was an employee at Get Midnight Inc. and assumed she was an independent contractor and brought in to help boost the healthy snack company.
What the fuck?
Okay, so this company is a healthy snack company, I guess. And they thought she was an independent contractor.
So like basically like an influencer they hired or some
shit.
Okay.
But what either the way,
fuck? That sounds like a retarded ass excuse.
Yeah, but either way, you still fired a pregnant lady for being pregnant. That's even worse.
Right?
Like, no.
I didn't know she was an actual employee. I just thought she was, like, a random person.
I thought she was supposed to be a hot chick, and then she got all pregnant and fat, so we fired her. Like, you fucking dickhead. What the fuck?
The second those ankles swell, you gots to go. That's exactly Robbie Dyrdek's motto, right?
I mean, dear God.
What the fuck, though?
Okay.
That is such a bitch excuse.
Elsewhere, in the newly filed suit, Robertson alleged Dyrdek and his team failed to properly pay all wages and other compensations, dues, and owing to Plaintiff, which I don't know what the fuck that is, Plaintiff, and that her wages are allegedly reduced by about 40% after she announced her pregnancy. Okay.
This is bad all the way around.
Like, there's no good in this. But also,
you might
like,
as well have just told the lady to get an abortion.
Hey, she could have saved some money both ways.
You're not fucking wrong.
Kept that paycheck, you know?
Jesus fucking Christ.
Hey, maybe.
Dude.
Lady, what state do you live in? I mean, if it's Colorado or New York, you're fine. Just get her done. You know what I'm saying? Lock and load.
Also, why is Planned Parenthood called Planned Parenthood? Like, it just seems like the exact opposite of what it. It's Unplanned Parenthood. It was the joke, Michael. Okay. All right. Jesus Christ.
This is the part I don't completely understand. She also claimed to experience sleepiness, loss of appetite, humiliation, embarrassment, mental Anguish. Yep. Stress and worry. Nausea, loss of self-esteem, fatigue, anxiety, things I deal with on a daily basis, bitch, fuck you.
That was not even, like, close to the fucking word.
Shock, feeling of...
Reword nausea.
Isolation and loss of enjoyment of life. Yeah, welcome to our lives. You think we're having fun? Fuck you.
Welcome to working a job, bitch.
Yeah, Jesus Christ. Hey, why don't you work in a factory, bitch? And then tell me how that feels.
I swear to God.
I mean, dear, I want to know how much she was making a year, you know?
Probably more than both of us.
Like $100,000 a year? Like, hey, go fuck yourself.
I'll literally kill her.
Literally. Oh, I was making 40% of that. Oh, so you were making...
Still more than...
average people money. Because that's 40 grand a year, wouldn't it? Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's... It's not that crazy.
I mean, it's not great.
The real question is, what's this bitch look like? Let's find out.
Oh, my God.
Let's play on this week's episode of Toit or Night. We're stealing
She's black.
We're stealing a real-ass podcast thing. Yep, we're stealing... Okay, is she hot or not? Hot or not? Let's find out. Is this... Is this her? If this is her, definitely hot.
You
definitely
fucked
hot.
Up, Rob. You fucked up, Rob.
Listen, two things. If she is this African American lady, yeah.
It's so pussy that you just said that.
R.I.P. R.I.P. to ridiculousness. No, you know what? Does that... You kill two birds with one stone, because who gives a fuck about ridiculousness at this point?
Yeah.
Nobody's gave a shit about that since like 2015.
You replaced Chanel West Coast with her.
You got rid of Chanel West Coast. I think left that show.
Oh, okay. Thank God.
So, yeah, you just replace her with this lovely lady that you fired, you piece of shit, and you put her on your show. And when the ratings continue to tank, you can fire her again when she has her second child.
I really hope it's this white chick in the corner. I really hope it's the white chick.
You mean the one with
a dog's licking me face? Yeah. Yeah, I really hope it's that white chick. I really hope it is.
She looks like she's getting... Rob's sticking a finger right up her ass currently. That's what's happening in that photo.
Oh, my God.
I mean, Jesus Christ. Can we start that Rob Derrick as a perv?
He's a
pervert.
He's a sexual aggressor.
Is this his wife, I think? This is his wife. Wow. I wonder what she thinks. I mean, half of her is upset.
She is all chin.
Half of her is upset, and the other half's like, I don't give a fuck. Oh, I thought she was like, you know, mixed. You know?
Yeah, she's chin mixed with person.
Anyway, either way, it's fucked up.
Oh, I'm sorry. That was either bad. Way. I shouldn't make fun of his wife.
No, go ahead. It's fine. We're having fun. Fuck him.
Yeah, he's a pig.
He hates pregnant ladies.
He's a pig. Oink, oink. He's totally a pig. Oink, oink. Fuck you, Rob Derdek, you short bitch.
I'm giving him MVP of the week.
Let's just clap like him for the rest of the episode.
I'm giving him MVP of the week.
Welcome back to Ridiculousness. This one is about falling on your face. It's called Face Falling.
Wow, you could host that show.
I swear to God, I'd do better. I'd just
think of my thing. Maybe.
Wow.
Maybe. What, through some air horns over you talking?
Yeah, you piece
You're
of
welcome.
Shit.
Anyway. I feel like I've said that too many goddamn times. Oh.
Anyways.
So, what else do we got here? Huh?
The suns are up.
That's great.
Up in the series. I'm so happy about it. 3-1.
So how was your trip?
To Indianapolis?
Yes. Yes, we did that today.
Pretty good. Got me some heckin' Popeyes on the way home.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, I did. I fucking love Popeyes. Every time. It's so fire.
It is fire. What'd you get?
I just got some nuggies. Some nuggies? Fucking mac and cheese.
Mac and cheese?
A little biscuit.
I don't know if I've had their mac and cheese. Is it? Good?
It's like a mac and cheese bake. It's pretty decent.
It is it really?
It's pretty decent.
It's baked.
Huh. Just like your boy.
I'll have to try that next time.
Yeah, it ain't bad.
Damn, where is the local, or the nearest one? Effingham? Huh.
On the way to Popeyes.
I might have to take a trip down to old Effingham. Get me some Popeyes chicken.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Kind of surprised they have a Popeyes chicken.
Right? It's a super racist-ass town.
Yeah, they're very, yeah.
That was fucked up, I said that.
No, it isn't. It. Fuck Effingham. Yeah.
No, the never mind. All right.
Said what?
Nothing.
That you love racist-ass towns?
Yep.
No. You want to move to Brazil, Indiana? Start a family of racist-ass kids?
Fuck. No, I don't. Fuck Brazil, Indiana. You can suck. Actually, fuck any place named Brazil. Like, worldwide. Suck my dick, Brazil.
You're about to get a whole country choking you out here in a minute.
Yeah, good thing I don't speak Portuguese, you fucking pussies.
Oh my god. Bastards. I'm just gonna zoom in on you on this half.
Yeah, fuck Brazil. Yeah, it's an entire cesspool of murder and fucking rape and pillaging. It's pretty much a giant gang warfare that you guys have started for no reason other than you like to keep people down. You have a giant statue of Jesus in your in your capital. But it doesn't allow God into your lives. You guys are pieces of shit. Fuck you. Fuck you, the Brazil government. Fuck you, the South American governments. Y'all suck my dick from the back, bitch. And fuck it's been a while. But I'm still on it. Fuck the Chinese government. They can suck my dick, too. Y'all are fucking pieces of shit. You're keeping down your Muslim cultures, which have been there longer than your fucking big-ass regime. Jing Jinping, you fucking cunt. Gay and retarded and too scared, so you just overload your country with power, you fucking monster. LeBron James just got slapped in the cock. I'm so happy.
Oh my god. Can we have this thumbnail for this week?
LeBron James got slapped in the cock. I'm so happy.
Oh my god. That might be the name of this episode. We're naming the episode that.
And let's watch how the story unfolds.
LBJ teabag. Name of the episode. LBJ teabag.
You're an LGBTQAT plus teabag.
You literally are an LGBTQP.
you squealed like a Pillsbury dog.
You are. You.
We just peek so hard. Oh my god, Dylan Brooks slapped him right in the dick.
You gotta love him.
God love him.
God love him.
I swear to goodness.
God, what an American fucking hero.
He said, put up 40 god, with one nut, you old bitch. God, what a fucking American hero.
He literally went, ready? Fight? I've been waiting so long to use that one.
Can you get a Bass Rudin soundbite in here somewhere?
A Bass Rudin soundbite?
Yeah, where he's like, bang, bang, bong.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
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 From his bar fight video.
Text me that so I'll remember. I also need to get my Balls Were Hot, too, on there.
Oh, yeah, you know? Yeah. Derek Lewis.
I keep forgetting to do that.
Speaking of which, there was a UFC card I watched on the way home.
How was that?
The main event was fire. I knew it was going to be a one-round affair. It was Curtis Blaydes versus, I don't know how to pronounce your first name, Pavlovich, a big Russian boxer kid.
I think it starts with an N.
Nope. I think it's like A or something, Andre or something. It doesn't matter. Anyway, a hard, long boxer. He knocked him out in the first round with like this crazy, long, looping uppercut thing right down the middle of his guard, split his shit wide open. Got on top, ended that bitch. The rest of the fights were pretty much decisions. Dylan Brooks got ejected.
I thought there was a Nigel or something like that.
What?
Never mind. I'm thinking of something else, I think, maybe.
All right.
Wait. So they just kicked Dylan Brooks out of this game?
Yeah, he got a flagrant.
So,
if you're not touching me on the court, are you even trying to win?
To me, it looked like he like tried to go for the ball and just like accidentally
and got
smacked
two
him
of
nuts.
Them.
Yeah, I got two of them. The wrong balls, but he got two of them. It looked like he was going for the basketball and got some.
My boy is shooting 200%.
I mean, yeah, his accuracy is ridiculously good.
Two for one special.
I mean, where'd he learn his karate? Bangkok? You know what I'm saying? Come on. You got to give me that one. That was pretty good.
Bangkok and Baghdad. That's his two training centers.
Did you rip ass?
No.
Well, I thought you did. Is it just the noise of the chair or something? Oh, I thought I heard.
Yeah, my chair squeaks a little bit. I'm sorry.
It's fine. Anyways.
So we got this shitty-ass bowls thing.
Yeah, that thing's back. That thing's back. I found that in storage the other day.
Yeah. Reveal the other one we have back. Move your fucking fat shoulder.
Muscular shoulder. Todd, say it right. Muscular shoulder.
Bitch made shoulder. We got this nice mushroom
pain.
These
big man's shoulders that you wish you had.
You have fucking hands.
These big man shoulders.
In an apocalypse, Dalton, I would murder and eat you for weeks.
I would slaughter your whole fucking tribe. Okay, bro? Your whole fucking tribe. Like,
give me four of you and I'll fucking fade each one of you individually. I swear to God.
I'm going to show up.
Give me a tower of power of Daltons and I will kill all of them.
Okay, let's say zombie apocalypse hits tomorrow, right? Whole world's in peril. It's a disaster.
You.
It's horrific. You're not going to beat me because you know what my first play is? I'm going to Sekar and I'm building an army. So...
That's a local joke no one's going to get. He said he's going to make an army of retards. Ruh-roh, Raggy. Retard.
That was better than anything I had on the soundboard. Oh, my God. Mike, I might need you to record some stuff for a soundboard for me later on.
Oh. LeBron with a putback. Old man still getting up.
Wow. He busted his ass, though. Oh, my gosh.
18-point lead.
Yeah. Man, they're playing great.
They're working on it.
They're working. It's, it went from...
He has a fucking broken hand, my guy.
Because it's the playoffs.
They literally need his ass.
And yeah, he's maybe literally the only thing they have half the time.
And white boy hustle. White boy hustle.
Oh, my God. Okay, can we talk about this, though? Can we talk about this? Austin Reeves, overrated.
Yeah.
Overrated.
Yeah.
Quit kissing his ass. He's overrated.
Davis is down now.
Oh, my God.
His pussy hurts. Oh, he landed on a lady.
Oh, she's dead.
Oh, no.
Oh, she's dead.
Oh, no.
Just get a scraper out there and scrape her corpse off the body. Off the floor.
Oh, Anthony Davis is down. This is great.
Oh, she's okay. She's
just as I was saying, he's healthy for the playoffs.
Unless she became one with the floor.
He was healthy for the playoffs.
Yeah.
Oh, he's back up. It's okay. He's fine. He's fine.
Oh, yeah, hit in the nose or something? Okay.
Oh. Aww. Poor baby. I swear to God, dude, I hate the Lakers so much. Like, especially, like, this season has been even more annoying. Because, like, before the play-ins.
Oh, the lady kneed him in the face when he landed on her.
Before the play-ins started. Oh, fuck.
Yeah, no, that was a bad throw. I hope that lady's okay. Holy shit.
Hey, she got a good shot, though, on him.
Yeah, she did. She
really did.
Good solid knee right to his shit.
I hope she was a Grizzlies fan, you know?
Oh, he's missing a tooth.
Good.
Damn.
Yeah, but that's been
the... Way to go, white lady.
It's like the thing that happened at the beginning. I don't know what that was. Anyways, like before the play-in even started.
Yeah.
Everybody kept saying the Lakers are going to win the NBA championship. Like, they're going to go all the way through.
No, the heavy favorite is the Celtics at this point.
I really think it's going to be the Seas this year, fam.
The Celtics, out of the West, it's got to be
the Nuggets.
The Nuggets or Phoenix. Why are we talking about the Lakers anymore? Oh, they got fucking LeBron and Anthony Davis. All they're shooting is literally D'Angelo Russell. That's all they have. And
like, why would you trust D'Angelo?
You got 6'3", James Harden. Congratulations. Suck my dick.
They got a white boy now, though.
Suck. He can suck my dick. I mean, dear. No, I don't. Fuck the Lakers. I would rather kill myself.
I would chop off my left nut for one season to play on the Lakers and make enough money to where I don't have to work for a year and just do stand up.
I have pride. Fuck that. I would not do that. Fuck them.
I will gobble or bond cock if I get one season on Lakers.
I swear to God, I'm gonna hit him with a gluck 3 million.
I'll go like that bitch with the Phoenix Suns. I'll take the whole damn team.
Mm-hmm.
I would rather play offensive lineman in the NFL and get trucked every play than fucking play for the Lakers. Man. Honestly, I would rather get railed in the NFL than Pause.
This just in, folks.
Pause.
Dalton is gay.
Pause. Hold up. Oh, I walked right into that one.
Yeah, you did, buddy.
Get your hand off of me, you fucking homo.
I'll fucking rub you all over, bitch. I'll do what I want to you.
Is this weird?
Bro, I will fuck you. That's such a good threat to anybody, because everyone's just like, what? What?
Yeah, it's not so funny when you say it to a church lady, though.
Eh, it's pretty good.
Like, somebody knocks on your door, it's like an elderly woman.
You know? Little girls trying to come sell you Girl Scout cookies, just open the door with immense amount of anger. I will, oh no.
It's also not a funny thing if that's the first thing you do before you rob somebody in a bathroom at a casino, so. Hey, look, we found the humor! We found the humor, I think, Todd.
So do you think she was just trying to munch some Middle Eastern box?
Maybe, maybe. What if she was just a giant incel lesbian?
She was trying to see what that hijab's all about.
She really has a kink for Middle Eastern ladies.
Oh, he's not missing a tooth. He just got a... You got a busted lip, you fucking bitch. Is that lady okay?
Yeah, she's fine. Her camera's
fine. Dude, her head's bleeding.
Why are we zooming in on this great
Her head's bleeding.
Man? Oh, she's fine. She's fine. No, that's John Moxley. That's why she's bleeding so much.
She's small enough.
That's John Moxley in the front row holding the camera. That's
he's
why
small
she's
enough.
Bleeding
he'd be
so
a lady
much.
In prison. He's a lady here.
No, is anybody getting this reference? It's John Moxley in the front row. That's why she's bleeding.
No, I don't.
I get it.
You got it? Okay.
Well, formerly known.
Yeah. He bleeds every match. Like, just everywhere.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Why would I get a wrestling reference?
Oh, I'm sorry, I forgot. You're fucking lame.
Bitch. Why is Steven Adams on the bench? Is he injured?
He's been out since February.
Why?
I think it was a knee issue or a shoulder injury or something.
D'Lo
has no handles. In their shot. Oh!
Yeah, he can shoot a little bit. I mean, I've always said this, Mike. You shoot like D'Angelo Russell, so, like your forms are similar. I feel like.
Left-handed.
Yeah, they seem similar, to me.
Jaw looks like he cannot handle the ball with his right hand.
No, oh, he can barely handle it. I mean, he can barely handle it beforehand because he's trash. The man's a midget, Derrick Rose. What are we talking about right now?
Oh, he just got his pocket picked.
You know.
Oh,
he's 38.
Okay, how can you not feel good about that? Come on,
it's called being a hater, Todd.
I can't do it.
I've been a hater of LeBron.
Yeah, I think it was,
dude. I've been a hater of LeBron since like 2010. I can't do it. Fuck the guy.
Who's that boy?
What boy?
The guy that stole the ball.
That was is that KCP?
I think his last name started with a V.
A V? Vanderbilt. Mm. Vanderbilt. Jared Vanderbilt.
Good for him, though. Hey, penetrators. Here at Going Back Door, you know what? We thought, fuck you and fuck your money. Give us your fucking money for
God
a fucking t-shirt and a hat.
Restart. Fucking phone. Oh, all right, try again.
Okay. Hey, penetrators. Here at Going Back Door,
We had a meeting and we thought, you know what? Fuck you having your money. Give us your money for a t-shirt and a hat. Go visit our store. You can get to it from our website. Dumbass. Goingbackdoor.com. Dummy. And there's a little tab that says GBD Shop. Go check it out. We got a wide selection of hats, t-shirts. We even got a book bag, a hoodie. Get whatever you want. Get your girl something. Embarrass
get a,
her.
Get a going back door dildo.
Get a look-alike MAGA hat and confuse black people you see in public until they read it and they're like, oh no, you're just gay.
Get a hat that looks suspiciously like we're trying to rip off band logos, you know?
Yeah.
Get a hat that looks like it might be an early 2000s, like one of those shitty bands you get at Warped Tour.
Hats. Our logo literally looks like a Trapped cover band.
Everything about this is disgusting and hateful. It's fine, but whatever. Yeah, so go check it out.
And give us your fucking money.
Yeah, go to goingbackdoor.com/GBD shop. No promo, fuck you. Back to the show.
Penetrators.
Yeah, I forgot he got traded to the Lakers. Yeah. Anyways, now we're watching TV on a podcast. This is riveting content.
Welcome to Going Back Door.
That's pretty much all I had on my list, I think. Let me double check here. Well, I mean, we're going to have ads in between this. You know, we'll be fine.
There was a no contest in the UFC card.
Oh, was there really?
Which was pretty sad. Bobby Green about got a knockout victory, but they reviewed it. And he bumped heads with the dude while he was going in for, like, an elbow while he was on the ground.
Wow.
And they were just like, yeah, that's a no contest now. So fuck Bobby Green, I guess. Fuck him getting a win. You pieces of shit. Fuck judges.
I didn't know you were so passionate about this.
I get so mad at MMA judges. They're all fucking retarded. They know, like...
But Todd, they know more than you do. They're professionals.
Some...
You think they would hire... Yes. They hire the best of the best.
There was a motherfucker that thought Chito Vera beat Corey Sandhagen. And if you watch that fight and think in any capacity Chito Vera won it all, you're fucking retarded. I co-sign that for the rest of my life. If you think Chito Vera beat Corey Sandhagen in any capacity and have actual facts to back it... You're fucking retarded. I'm sorry. That's it. Oh, there's a George Foreman movie coming out?
What? What happened?
There's a George Foreman movie coming out.
Oh.
I haven't seen it yet. That's
wow,
that's
crazy.
Cool.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
I did see the new Mario movie.
You wouldn't watch it?
Yeah, with my niece and nephew. It was fire. I loved it. It was a good movie. My mom went with. We all went together. There was like... A bunch of references she got, a bunch of references I got that were, like, all Mario references.
Like, to the video games and shit?
Yeah, to the video games and also to just, like, pop culture that has been around since, like, the beginning of the game. Like, wow. They hit different eras of it. It was pretty cool. Huh. I really liked it.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it was fun. It was a good movie. The kids freaking loved it.
Did they do any Italian accents or did they?
Yeah, in the beginning.
Oh, in the beginning?
Yeah, and then they were like, yeah, no, this is... that was that too much? That's like... Oh, and then they like...
It was like a joke.
Yeah.
Most, okay.
Yeah, it's really good. Okay. It's a good movie,
Have you ever seen the clip of the dude that, like, actually does his Mario voice?
No.
I think he was, like, one of the creators of the game.
Probably.
And they were like, oh, we need a voiceover for this. And he just, like, did it. I was like, good enough. Send it.
I mean, yeah, it was a super racist iteration of what they thought
a
Brooklyn Italian guy was.
I don't know. I think they hit the nail on the head. The hit of the nail, whatever that saying is.
They hit the nail on the head there, is what Dalton is trying to say. But no, they didn't, buddy. There wasn't a single, hey, yo!
No, I think they definitely did. It's a me, Mario. I'm here to fuck this princess. Where
hey, Ma,
is she?
Can you do my laundry, Ma? Ma, I know I'm 31 and I'm still living at home, Ma, but can you do my laundry? I just don't do it. No, I don't know how to do it like you, Ma.
Bro, plot twist. Princess Peach is actually Mario's mom. Whole series makes sense after you know that fact.
I could see it.
Whole series makes sense after you know that fact. That's the only
reason he's chasing this.
And what are you doing? Okay, it's fine. Screen just went black.
Ooh, I got real scared.
I had a fucking stroke there for a minute. I'll tell you what, I panicked.
Oh, that was not fun. We still need to go for like another 10 minutes, I think, right?
Yeah. Yeah, we gotta go for another 10 minutes here.
Okay. I've been thoroughly enjoying being around other comedians.
Yeah.
And it's like a wide variety of comedians,
Are you making any friends?
I kind of think they all think I'm a little retarded because I just like blurt out like one-liners anytime they like have jokes about something, and then I just like have to add on to it, and I like they all laugh, but I feel like they all think I might be a little retarded.
I mean, who isn't, you know?
I mean, yeah. I mean, really. They're not wrong.
I mean, you failed me in the department of getting a guest this week.
This is true.
That is your responsibility.
I did get invited to a party. I could have invited you to a party in the middle of some Indiana town if you would have wanted to come to that.
I don't know about that.
Exactly.
I don't know about that.
We could have done it. Could have done it big.
Who was it?
TJ.
Okay.
TJ and Tyler would have been there.
I had to confirm that it was somebody from the class, and I met some random guy on the street.
Yeah, no,
I
was
that would have been weird.
Me and my girl
is Craig. I met Craig about an hour ago. Gas station outside of Indy.
It was kind of sad. Me and my girl walked like four different blocks to try to find a restaurant to eat at. We couldn't find a single fucking place to get a table at.
Really?
It was such a pain in the ass.
Shake Shack?
I mean, we didn't want it. We wanted like something like sit down.
Something fancy.
Not like fancy, just like an actual.
Todd thing. Has that money. He's got that sweet sponsorship money now, and now he's living big. You know?
I'm big dicking in Indy.
Because we're making so much money
big
off
dicking
of
in Indy.
The dubby ad, you know?
Big dicking in Indy, yeah.
You know, and the dubby, the t-shirt sales are going crazy. Through the roof, you know what I'm saying? We got...
They're cooking!
We're ripping off another podcast. Here we are.
I heard you say through the roof, and I just had to physically... Yeah.
I said it, I'm like, I hope he just skips by this and we can move on. Cause
I wanted to address it.
It just like self-conscious or subconsciously, I did it.
Yeah. You're
it's so good. I'm so jealous of them for their fucking intro.
I really want to get Chelsea on. Chelsea Sneeden.
So,
she's so funny.
Can I geek out for a minute here?
Yeah, go
it's
for it.
So clean. It's so clean. Okay. Enough of sucking
Kip.
Are you garbage?
And Foley's dick.
Yeah. Anyways, Chelsea, let's suck her dick. That's fine.
Chelsea's really fucking funny. She's a funny comedian.
Yeah.
She's running shows. Like, actually, like, hosting shows and shit. Aw.
Yeah, which is super cool.
Yeah, she's really funny. She's opened up, like, her brand of comedy a lot since, like, I think meeting people who aren't, like, wokesters.
Because
she seems like a young lady who has been around a lot of wokesters and college folks and been funny for them. And now she's, like, learning different avenues, and it's really cool to see.
Yeah. She could come on here and learn some other humor, you know, like racist,
she is definitely
homophobic.
One that thinks I'm retarded. Rhett thinks I'm retarded, too. That guy's funny as shit.
Rhett.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember.
Guy with the cane.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I know what you're talking about. I am so bad with names and faces.
Yeah.
Like, I remember Tyler, and I remember Chelsea, and I think I remember TJ and Anthony. I remember Anthony.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why do you remember Anthony? Because he was the one black guy. You fucking racist.
No. Because... It was because he had that suit on, and then you told me he was the custodian at the Pacers thing. I was like, that's the, like, signed, sealed. Like, he's the coolest person here to me. Like,
he is one of the coolest guys, honestly.
You can go to the arena anytime you want. That's fucking cool.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Every Pacers game he works. Cool guy. Cool fucking guy.
Yeah. But, yeah. Yeah, you should definitely try to get people on here.
I've asked multiple times. But every time it's just like an awkward silence, and they're just like, yeah.
You know, I think it'll be easier if we start getting more views. And you know what? We might just have to go the open Anthony thing for a minute.
What?
You know, when they had like the homeless guy on there and shit?
Oh my God.
We're going to get absurd, ridiculous people on the podcast that have no, they don't have like a social thing or anything like a, they're not a comic. They're not anything like that. They're just like
a guy we found.
They're just a random drug addict we found in the hall, in the alleyway.
Well, I have finished three requisite beers.
Hey, Mike, can we put you on scout patrol for homeless people for the podcast? No. I need you to cruise around town and find homeless people.
We don't have homeless here.
Drive to Decatur. Drive to Decatur.
Oh, my God.
Mattoon? Okay, well, wait. We could start doing a podcast from the car, and we'll just pull up on people.
I want to do a car podcast. That would be fucking hilarious.
I have the equipment. You want to try it?
You just you just pull up on somebody, and you start interviewing them?
You want to try it tonight? We could try it tonight.
No, we can't try it tonight. There's nowhere to try it tonight.
We could drive around my car.
Where?
I have the camera with me.
No, but there's nowhere to do it here. That's something we would have to like try to do in Indy during like a bar crawl night or some shit.
When the college
is in town.
Yeah. Well,
do it in Charleston when the college is in town so we can get drunk idiots.
I feel like that would be better off. Yeah.
Yeah.
You have to think that through, right? So like, you have to plan for the worst thing that could happen, right?
We're going to have a gun. We're 100% going to have a gun.
I was going to go there. I was going to say we have to have at least two people in the back seat with us.
Yeah.
As some help. You know, some backup.
Backup and a gun.
Beefy boys would be appreciated, you know? We'll get Mike on steroids.
And a gun.
I feel like Mike could be Dalton from that one movie. Roadhouse. Yeah. He's got it.
That's the third gayest reference I have ever heard you make.
It really is. Hey, you know what's worse? My parents named me after that guy, after Patrick Swayze's character on Roadhouse. Oh, wait. Here, I'm going to top that. You know what I did Thursday night?
You were born of trash.
You know what I did Thursday night?
What?
I went to a musical at our former high school.
Why? That is the creepiest thing I've ever heard you say.
Okay. So
you went to a high school musical.
Let me explain. Prowling
for pussy, Crystalia?
No. Nothing like that. So I got home from work Thursday.
D Tizzy, don't tell me it's true.
And my mom was like,
"That's a new nickname for you, D Tizzy." I like that.
That was clever. D Todded was another one that I remembered too. That was pretty good. Thanks, Cody. But anyways, my mom was like, "Hey,
oh, poor lady."
My mom was like, "Hey, our old neighbor, she's going to be in a musical at high school. Do you want to go? Blah, blah, blah." And at first I was like, "No, I'm not doing that. That's super lame."
Did you at least
super
get
lame,
like, drunk or high beforehand?
Super boring. Well, no. Here's why I ended up going. I was like, "Wait a minute. It's a musical. Something could go wrong that could be hilarious. Or there'd be something funny that I would like think of maybe. And I could turn into a joke."
Yeah.
Came away with two things. One, right? Sitting there in the musical. There were three things. First, we're sitting there. It was, what's the fucking one with the evil stepmom and the fucking two sisters?
Cinderella,
yeah.
It's like you don't know the story of Cinderella.
I didn't, apparently, because halfway through, I thought we were watching Snow White. I turned to Dylan. I was like, "Where are the dwarfs?" And he was like, "What?" I'm like, okay. Maybe he doesn't remember.
Where are the midgets?
And then I'm like, "Hey, isn't there supposed to be a poisonous apple? What's with the slipper?" And then I realized, like, "Oh, this is Cinderella. I'm fucking this up."
Imagine getting an offensive rebound on a fucking free throw and then missing the layup. That's hilarious.
The second funny thing that happened was I realized also, high school, I really didn't do shit there, you know?
Yeah.
But it also made me realize, and you didn't really do much in high school either, right?
Drugs.
Congratulations, bro. We didn't peak in high school. Big success. We didn't peak in high school. Go fuck yourself. Suck my dick.
Y'all
suck
the
my
worst.
Dick. Suck my dick.
Basically,
y'all peaked early. Suck my dick.
If you were popular in high school and the first thing you did is have a kid, you fucked up, bud.
Yeah, yeah.
You fucked
yeah,
up.
Yeah, congratulations. Hope the next 18 years suck for you.
Pussy.
Sorry, Zach.
That's who I knew it was about to.
Oh,
I
knew I'm sorry.
Come back to him.
Oh, that was so mean.
I was like, oh, you say yeah.
I love him. I love him dearly. He's
Such a tism.
He's such a good friend.
Such a
tism.
Such a good
friend.
Such a good guy. Such a good boy.
Let's see. What was the third thing? Oh yeah, I also realized if there's ever a play or a musical for of Mice and Men, I'm going out for the role. The role I was born to play.
Lenny.
Hey, George. Can I pet the rabbits? Can I pet the rabbits, George?
Look at the rabbits, Lenny.
George, can I pet the rabbits?
Look at the rabbits.
Do I got the crazy eyes going? Do the crazy eyes make this better, George? George, what do you think about the rabbits? Where's the kitty cat? The kitty cat's right over here. Yeah.
Yeah, I would love that for me to just murder you.
If, dude, we should put together our own musical of Mice and Men. I'll play Lenny. You can play George.
And that's it. We just make it a 2-man show.
Do
we include the rape that they did in the book or no?
Of course. I mean, wait.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. We'll have to work around that.
Okay, so I think we're going to do
the
plugs.
The only thing we could clarify, clean that up with, is if, like, we have Mike play the girl, you know? So.
Or at least raping a guy.
Yeah, yeah. Then it's
then
funny.
It's not really rape.
It's funny.
You know?
It's not.
Because it's a guy.
It's not offensive. It's
guys
funny.
Guys can't be raped. What are you doing?
Yeah. Don't worry about it. All right, ready?
Yeah.
Do plugs. Get the fuck out of here.
Yes.
Okay.
I have to piss so fucking bad.
What are you plugging?
Show the 27th at Crackers, 8 o'clock. Be there. You can buy tickets beforehand at crackerscomedyclub.com. Follow me on Instagram, FuckToddGBD. Also on Twitter, FuckToddGBD. I do be trying to tweet some funny stuff. Check it out. That's all I got. Goingbackdoor.com. Goingbackdoor.com.
You can get me at the Real D Todd, the Real D Todd, GBD on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, all that shit. We are currently on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, Google Plus, MySpace. We're gonna launch a Patreon at some point. So wait for that. That's going to happen. That's a thing. I don't know what we're going to do with that. We might do some exclusive shit if we start getting viewing numbers up, you know?
We could start doing sketches only on Patreon.
No. Well, we could do like a couple, and then like if they get really high views, be like, we got more on Patreon.
Yeah.
Anyways. Sorry. Maybe do like an hour-long thing of like a special. Them, like kind of like Shane did, you know, that'd be kind of cool. Good thing we could try.
Better.
We really need to get on top of doing this too.
It's starting to get nice out.
We're definitely going to be doing that here soon. Also, we are looking. GBD Studios is looking for actors and actresses. If you have any interest in that kind of thing, hit us up on the website. There's a thing.
No experience required at all.
Yeah.
Literally at all.
I mean, really. Me and Todd have zero experience. I mean, we're all going to be learning together. It's going to be great. But, you know, we'll figure it out.
Should be a fun time.
It'll be fun. That's about it. Check out goingbackdoor.com. We've got links for our advertisers.
Our shop.
Our advertiser.
Dubby. Which we heard earlier. We don't need to hit him again. But W.GG. GBD Pod. 10% off. Pussy Boys.
GBD Pod. Promo code. Use it. Yeah, and that's about it. The shop. Check it out. Check out check it all out, you know. And every video is on the website too. Whole library, whole shit is there.
Facts.
It's also on YouTube.com. And yeah.
Suck it easy, penetrators.
Suck it easy,
penetrators.
Can I get the last word in one time?
Yeah, cool. We love you.
You cunt.
Hey.
Turn that going back door. This will be the end of the episode. Part where we cut ways. And such. Dalton Todd are extremely gay.